Notice how once again he aligns his stance with the cornerstone, always focused on the growth of the church. Now, by uneducated, he's referring to laymen, indicating that he too suffers a considerable loss when he is unable to say the Amen, and his argument is as follows. If you pray in a foreign language, not understanding what you're saying or unable to interpret it, the layman cannot say the Amen. For if he doesn't hear the words, forever and ever, which are at the end, he won't say the Amen. Then again, providing consolation in relation to this, so that he wouldn't undervalue the gift too much. This parallels his earlier remarks that he speaks mysteries and speaks to God and builds himself up and prays with the Spirit, extracting substantial comfort from these things. He makes the same point here, implying, for you do give thanks well, since you pray being led by the Spirit. But the other, hearing nothing and not understanding what is said, is left standing there, gaining little benefit from it.